Reading from Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, October 31st. 2022. Goodbye, October. Hello, oh. November tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving pretty soon here, Mary.
It's coming. The whole thing is coming. I love it.
Oh, exciting time of year when we're maybe more cognizant of the fact of how thankful we should be all year long, but we do dedicate not only the day, but sometimes that week or that weekend to giving thanks and thanking God for the many things that we can oftentimes take for granted, or just, I don't know, just be so accustomed to having it, running water, heat, yeah, air conditioning, the things that throughout history would be considered great luxuries.
Oh, yeah.
We just think, oh yeah, running water, why to be thankful for that? Oh boy, if you lived out in the desert, or you lived in ancient times, or you lived in some impoverished areas,
oh yeah,
running clean water is
huge. Clean water is huge.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, have you ever had this experience? It happened to me the other day. I was driving down the road and, you know, just taking everything for granted, of course. It's like, you know, do I have gas in the car, or this and that? All of a sudden, it just overwhelmed me. This happened a few times in my life. I'm like, I'm in a car. I've got this. It was like, and they weren't huge things after that. Just little things. Like, you know, I've got coffee. It's like amazing.
Yeah. I think I one time described this over the air. I think it was a video I saw at the Community Evangelical Free Church. Pastor Jason sometimes will use visual reminders or aids.
Yeah.
But everything was wraps. So from the moment the guy woke up in bed, his slippers were wrapped, was wrapped, the knobs on the faucet were wrapped, everything was a gift from the refrigerator, the food in the cabinet, you know, the car keys, the car, everything he touched or looked at, mirrors, all the things that we have that would have been huge luxuries in ancient times and for many people throughout the world.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of like the car I was driving, there have been times in my life, and I bet somebody listening right now is experiencing this, when I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, you'd be grateful. You know, when you don't have it, it comes into stark relief.
Yeah. And just the fact that for most of us, our hearts are beating normally. You know, we have decent eyesight, or we have contacts or corrective lenses or whatever. I mean,
or we don't. It's like Rob with his heart. I mean, or your heart's not beating normally. But there's other things. There's so many things. I mean, every little thing.
Yeah, medicines, treatment, the different things that we have.
Yeah.
Most of us have a roof over our heads, or not wondering where we're going to sleep tonight or where the next meal is going to come from. So we have grown, I don't want to say complacent, but sometimes
we're so
spoiled and we just take it for granted.
But. Yeah, well, I think you and I must be ushering in Thanksgiving. November, it's tomorrow.
Right, that's right. So let's be cognizant of the fact that we serve a great God that provides, and even if he doesn't provide, he is providing an eternity ahead for us. So some of you, I don't want to minimize the fact that some of you might not be employed or don't know where the next meal is coming from, or there's so much uncertainty. Maybe you're going through a divorce and there's all sorts of complexities and things you're trying to figure out and many unknowns. One thing that we can count on is God is the knower of all things, and he does desire to alleviate your problems in various ways, and maybe it won't be a miraculous answer where you have thousands of dollars just given to you overnight, but he will work for your ultimate good. And sometimes that's through those refining fires of taking away things or having us lean into him heavily for things. So, but he's a good God, and we can trust his character. And as people would say, we can take that to the bank, that he is a good God. And so we have the privilege of proclaiming him through our 19 frequencies. And this radio ministry is dedicated to educate, edify, and evangelize. And when I think about the educate, it's not just biblical truth. It's just educating you in God's word and an understanding of what a great God he is. ideas, helping you learn things about the Bible and apply them into your life, and they edify. We want to build you up through encouraging songs, through the mere fact that we over and over again will remind you God loves you. He created you. He has plans and purposes for your life. You're created like no one else. You're very individual. He wouldn't have had it any other way. That's why he brought you into existence, and so he cares for you, and you can be encouraged about that and encouraged about your neighbor because he also created them. So don't ever minimize or put anyone down because they're also created in God's image, and he desires that they all come to know him. Everyone comes to know
him. That's very true.
And then the evangelize. I know, Marianne, both of us get excited about that, thinking that today somebody could be tuned in. And maybe it's the first time they've ever heard about this God who loves them, how Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins, that it's because of what Jesus did, faithful to the Father, but understanding that he was coming to be a sacrifice for our sins, to pay the penalty. Sin brings death, and all of us deserve death. But because of what Jesus did on our behalf, as we accept him as Lord and Savior, as we recognize we're flawed, we're sinful, that we can't earn our way into heaven, when we plead Jesus to be our Savior and Lord, and we ask him into our hearts and ask him to take away our sins, then we begin that right relationship with God, which is amazing.
Yes, it is.
But that's offered to everyone. And so when we talk about evangelize, we talk about sharing that good news message of Jesus for those of you that maybe have never heard that you're valued, you're loved, you're cared for, and God made a way through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we get to proclaim that good news message. So educate, edify, and evangelize. That's what we're all
Praise
about.
God.
And we can do that because we have listeners like many of you that support our radio station. I know, Joyce, we're in the tail end of getting a new newsletter going out to the WLUJ stations. And so that's at the printer now. And I think we're going to be assembling that. We're waiting for all the different the envelopes to come in, the response cards. And so that'll be going out. And we're working on a newsletter for the Great News Radio family of station listeners, and just the many different things that we get to do and participate in. And tomorrow being a new month, you'll start hearing us at the end of November talking about, I think, right after Thanksgiving, starting to introduce Christmas music.
I love that.
I've been looking and previewing a lot of Christmas music, so that'll be coming together right after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving weekend, we usually launch into some Christmas music, and then more and more throughout the end of November into December. And then I'm not sure when I'm going to be all in on Christmas music. We still got to figure that all out. But that's coming
up
pretty soon.
I'm going to put my vote in. Yeah. I look forward to Christmas music right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, I love it. I love Christmas anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's just like, we're on the way now.
And we have so many great artists and choirs and the traditional Christmas music that I think many stations no longer play, which is sad, but we have some of the classics that I think will really bless you and enhance that Advent season. So that's what we want to be all about, is helping you grow and get closer to God and appreciate the Christmas season. And we'll celebrate it a little differently than the world because we get to celebrate the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Oh, now you got me going.
And the Singing Men of GNN will be singing about that probably for sure, a concert here at Marketplace Mall that Saturday the 17th, the week before Christmas. That'll be at noon, and we're still working out details to be in Springfield, so we'll see if that can come together.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love Christmas. So, well, speaking of the Singing Men and singing, it's not Christmas, but you guys sang at a sports event, did you?
Yeah, that was last Wednesday. It was fun. The women's volleyball.
Okay.
The Fighting Illini women, you know, cheering them on to victory. And so we sang the national anthem right there on the court.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there was about, let's see, two rows of us, about 20 of us that sang. And Ken Welch hits that high note.
Oh, yeah, he can do
that. So it was really, really fun, and many of us stayed and watched some of it, a portion of it. And we'll be singing for the men's. In fact, I think we have two dates for the women's Big Ten basketball team and one date for the men's basketball team. I know we're singing the day after Thanksgiving, I think, for the men, and or that week, earlier that week, we're also singing for the women. So Thanksgiving week, we sing twice.
Oh,
one for men's basketball, one for women's basketball, and then another date. I can't remember when.
Okay, so
December.
I love the Star Spangled Banner, but I'm telling you, so many times I get right in the middle of it, and I can't remember the words for that middle part. I mean, it's kind of long.
So, yeah, that's
a great song.
That's fun, and we've had another gentleman join us for the Singing Men of GNN. There's still time if a guy has a heart to sing and has some background experience in singing for our Christmas presentations. Come join us right here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign at the Great News Media Studio.
It would be pretty.
Yeah,
nice.
7 to 9 p.m. Christmas music. So if you want to join us and you can commit to about 8 or 9 more rehearsals, you can be a part of our one for sure, maybe 2 Christmas concerts this December.
All right. So, listener, if you're not in the holiday season, we're going to help you.
Yeah, we already got you into November and Thanksgiving. Now we're getting you into Christmas. Next week we'll be talking about New Year.
Oh, no. We're going to stick with these two. I love it.
Oh, well, we're sticking with the concept from Chapter 6 in our book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, the concept of fasting. I know we had a lot of good conversations even after the program with friends about these 20 different tips that we gave or illustrations or examples. I love that they gave all different ones out of the scriptures and what people were praying for and how they were fasting, the different methods or means or ways they fasted. But today we're going to look at 2 or 3, we'll say, fasting is a heading, add fasting, and maybe we'll get to 4 big requests.
Okay, page 98 if you're following along. Fasting is a great aid in building the spiritual life of a leader. After a 40-day fast, Liberty University co-founder and vice president Elmer Towns encountered God on a much deeper level. In his little book, Knowing God Through Fasting, Towns describes the spiritual benefits of fasting. For him, fasting was a means of, and here's a list of 10 things that he wrote. 1, emptying yourself of every barrier to God so you can be filled with his presence. 2, creating an appetite. An interesting word to use for fasting. For the good things to follow. 3, waiting in God's presence to become like him and to do his will.
Wow, I'm just thinking those 3, it could take a long period of time to really think them through and to really surrender and submit and clear your mind of all those barriers and just to get settled. So when we share some of these concepts, for some of you, for me included, maybe it's a matter of taking some baby steps towards this. Mm-hmm. Because I just think in emptying yourself of every barrier, that could take some discipline, some time, some thinking. It doesn't come easy for most of us. Yeah. You know, you sit down to pray and, you know, you start getting distracted by other things. Yeah. And you think about food and then the phone rings and then there's this call. And
It's true. Okay, 4, coming to the Lord to enjoy his presence and find spiritual rest. 5, drinking from God's presence to get spiritual satisfaction. 6, disciplining yourself even as Jesus did. 7, growing spiritually into the image of Jesus. 8, gaining spiritual perception of God's world. 9, more than cessation of our activity, entering into God's rest. 10, knowing God and becoming more like him. This next section is called Add Fasting. Wesley Duell had given himself...
Some of us are thinking, subtract fasting, you know? I know you and I have kidded about it. It seems like God has really emphasized, you know, this 2 days a week. And we were looking up verses for today's program, and we again came upon a verse that it was like a matter of fact. Yeah, fast 2 days
a week.
And,
it was amazing. Oh, it's the Rich Young Miller. He says, I fast 2 days a week. I'm like, oh, dear. I'm not even measuring up to him. Yeah. Oh, dear. Okay. Add fasting. Wesley Duell had given himself to the cause of missions for more than 66 years. Following nearly 25 years ministry in India, he served as president of OMS, Oriental Missionary Society.
If you're wondering about some of those sounds, nice thing. The mall does have a good team of maintenance people that come around here all the time, and they're blowing leaves out here. We have this nice garden area here that's always well done. We also have our good friend Mark in here picking up more Prime Lifetimes publications, making deliveries throughout the area. So we have a lot going on here behind the scenes, but they're blowing out all the leaves. We somehow are in this little wind zone where all these leaves always come right up near our doorways.
It's so funny they chose this moment.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Wesley Jewell, he served as president of Oriental Missionary Society for 13 years. OMS is a pioneer missions agency in the area of training nationals, as 7,000 churches, have been planted, with a combined membership in excess of 1 million people in more than 40 countries.
Hmm.
About 1.7 million of Jewell's books are now in circulation in 61 languages or national editions. Jewell is an ardent believer in the unbreakable link between effective spiritual leadership and prayer, especially as prayer is wed with fasting. He writes...
Okay. Yeah, they're blowing those leaves all around here.
They sure are.
This is live radio.
Yeah, okay. He writes, "When you long to strengthen and discipline your prayer habits and to add a new dimension to your prevailing in prayer, add fasting. When you seek to humble yourself before God in total submission to His will and in total dependence on His almighty power, add fasting. When you face an overwhelming need, a human impossibility, and your soul hungers to see God intervene by supernatural power, add fasting."
Hmm. Wow.
So should I continue on?
Yes.
All right.
It's looking so good out there.
Okay. This is an interesting section, I think. Four big requests. This is the author saying, "My first serious fast of more than one day was as a junior in college. I felt led to pursue a three-day fast with lots of intense prayer. I had four major requests that I needed or wanted to see answered in the following 30 days."
Hmm.
Interesting. Number one, that God would miraculously provide me with enough money to help some of my friends pay their school bills so they could stay in school. Number two, I would lead 50 souls to Christ in the next month.
Wow.
Number three, God would give me a mentor.
Hmm.
Number four, God would heal three students severely injured in an automobile accident. Within 30 days, the answers were coming in. All three students who were in the accident turned the corner, and we knew they would all live. One of my professors agreed to mentor me. Although he did not follow through, I do believe God did his part.
Mm-hmm.
Unexpectedly, I received a check in the mail for $500, which was just enough to help several guys pay their school bills. But it looked like the, quote, 50 souls saved was too much to expect. What was I thinking? I had no car and lived in a dorm with 80 Christian young men on a mountain with only Christian students and teachers. Whom was I going to lead to Christ? I did witness to the telephone repairman, and he prayed to accept Christ. I was asked to fill in as a last-minute replacement at a Christian haunted house.
Oh, jeez.
My job was to share the gospel at the end of the tour through the house.
Interesting timing.
Yeah, that's true.
Halloween
time.
Yeah.
That weekend, 21 people prayed to accept Christ, and that brought my total to 22. That was amazing, but a very long way from 50.
Hmm.
The last weekend of the month, I drove 7 hours to speak at a youth retreat in a very remote part of southeastern Ohio. Several small churches had joined together, and there were nearly 150 teens there. There were two other speakers, so I only had one chance to speak to the group. I started my talk that night, and it was going badly.
No, just...
To be honest, it was horrible. So I stopped. Out of nowhere, I got the idea to have everyone stand up, one by one, and rate themselves spiritually as either hot, cold, or lukewarm. Conviction settled on the group, and the presence of God filled the room.
Hmm.
After the first few students stood and rated themselves, teens started crying. Then, kids got down on their knees. Soon everyone was on their knees. It went on for nearly an hour. The ringleader of the unsaved, wild, rebellious kids fell on the floor and started shaking. Other kids started praying for him. Hmm. He was unable to speak for half an hour. Then he came to his senses, got on his knees, and cried out to God to save him. The next morning, the pastor in charge of the retreat came up to me with a big smile on his face. 28, he said. 28 what? I asked. 28 kids gave their hearts to Christ last night, he said. We have been fasting and praying for a breakthrough, and God gave it to us last night.
Wow.
28 kids got saved, and I mean saved. Most of them were the roughest kids at the high school. They've been bringing me cigarettes, alcohol, and pot all night, asking me to destroy it. I smiled. Thank God, I thought. He did an unusual work last night. And then it hit me. Last night was the 30th day since my fast. I thought, 22 people were saved before last night. 28 more were saved last night. That makes 50. Not 59, not 49, not 51, but 50. God answered all four of my impossible requests. Fasting made my prayers more effective.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that something?
Powerful.
Wow. I mean, I know you're feeling the same thing as me, because every now and then when reading this section of this book, you're going to look at each other like, oh my, because it's very convicting, Mark.
Yeah.
It is.
And I like how he points out last week and this week and throughout this book, the power that gets unleashed when we pray.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is just because we come into the presence of God, seeking Him, humbling ourselves, recognizing that in our efforts, certain things can be maybe achieved or accomplished. Mm-hmm. But the big things, the things that are transformative, that change lives,
only
He can do through however the Holy Spirit shows up and brings conviction or hope or insight and brings that healthy conviction so that people turn to Jesus. They don't turn to us. You know, we're not the miracle workers. It's not the prayers themselves that the miracle workers. It's that God is at work.
It's who we're talking to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You bet.
Amen. Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, a book that we've been reading for many weeks on Mondays. Typically, most all the programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends tab. And just search on the Mondays. You can go down throughout this year or last year. We hope that this book has been a blessing to you. The concept of prayer is something that God commands and encourages and should be a part of our daily life, and hopefully even entertaining the idea, if you've never done it before, of fasting. You will reap different blessings and benefits, and it'll be well worth the attempt. All right. Well, thank you, Marianne, for joining me on Monday. And tomorrow it'll be Happy November, everyone. We've already ushered into Thanksgiving and Christmas. So
we
hope this will be a special season for you. And then when Advent launches in, hopefully we'll all get grounded for that Christmas celebration, just to be more mindful of our Lord and Savior.
So I know I did this last year and I think the year before, but can I please be the first one to say Merry Christmas? I love it. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's coming.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.